Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Am I the jerk for refusing to take my neighbor's kids to school? This is crazy because for whatever reason, some people are just so comfortable with asking others for favors. And right. then getting upset or offended when the individual they asked for the favor says no.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you have ever been in this exact situation? And I can guarantee you, it's more common than most think. Take a listen to the message that came in from a listener who wants to remain anonymous this morning, so we'll call her Sandy. But Sandy says, I'm a single mom of two. I work until 10 p.m. and I have a car. My neighbor's a stay-at-home mom of three, married, has no vehicle. I don't know her that well, and we recently just started to get to know one another as they just moved into the house down the street 3-4 months ago. My two kids go to the same elementary school. My neighbor has one in kindergarten, one in elementary, and one in middle school. I get my kids ready so I can drop them off at 7:30. Well, I had agreed to help her out and take her kids to school a couple times because she was struggling. So last week, I knock at the neighbor's door, and only one child comes out. Then my neighbor tells me that her youngest is having a difficult time waking up, and if I can drop her one child and my two off at the elementary school, and then come back for her and her youngest and drive them back to the same school. I felt bad, but I agreed, which was a mistake. Can you imagine? They're not ready to go. You got to go back, come back, get them, go back to the same destination.
Right.
That's ballsy to ask. She goes, so I had a meeting for work and I told my neighbor in advance, I'm not available and she will have to make other arrangements. So I'm in my Zoom meeting and I'm receiving all these messages from said neighbor about how this wasn't the deal we had, and that she had to take an Uber to drop her child off at school, and that even though she doesn't have a job, she also still has things to do and gets busy. I never replied to her because I don't want to say something rude and I don't want to start an argument. She texted Friday at 11 asking if I had tortilla chips because she was cooking something at 11 p.m. She constantly crosses boundaries and asking for favors. Our kids have become great friends, and I don't want to put a wedge in the relationship, but I don't want to deal with her anymore. Yeah. So am I the jerk for not taking your kids to school anymore, even though I agreed to do it once in a while? How would some of you handle this situation?
Oof. That's so tough.
I don't.
That is tough.
I'd say just put your foot down and say, no, not doing it.
No. Not doing it.
Just because you have a vehicle now, all of a sudden you have to chauffeur her kids around?
Right.
Why is that your responsibility?
It's not.
Because they're going to the same school and they recognize that. Not fair.
Not even remotely. I mean,
I think that a lot of people have like these deep-rooted people-pleasing tendencies that they want like everyone to like them, and they want to make others' lives easier when it inconveniences themselves. But at the same time, it's like, enough is enough. You've done what you needed to do. And for her to be like, this isn't our deal, this wasn't what we agreed on, it's like, okay, I'm allowed to change my mind with my car, my kids, my vehicle. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, very much so. 585-252-9800. If you've been in a situation like this with a neighbor, Angela says, no, do not give in. It's not your responsibility. Don't make her make you feel bad.
Right.
Because you were nice enough to do it the first time, the first couple times, and help her out. And I think so many people have a neighbor that comes over. And, of course, you want to be friendly with neighbors. You know, sometimes you have their back, vice versa.
Right.
But when the neighbor starts to feel like, hey, you're taking advantage of me here because you need something, I mean, you can see right through somebody.
Correct. It's
like, you don't really want to be friends with me. Your kids just need a ride to school.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. And growing up, we had kids down the street that went to the same school as us. And they'd get dropped off at our house every morning. And my mom would take us and them to school just to kind of help out their mom. You know what I mean? For whatever reason. I don't remember the case, but it was a situation where they got used to being chauffeured around.
Right.
And then that ended the friendship.
So tough.
Brian says, I have a lady just like this in my neighborhood who anytime we ask her for a favor, it's no. But so quick to come to us and ask us if we can drive their kids to school.
Right.
Because our daughters are in the same exact grade. I would say no, absolutely not. You don't owe this woman anything.
Correct. This person says, what was her plan when she moved in?
How does she not have a car? What's going on?
Right. Like, where's the school buses in all of this? People are like, what happened to the school buses? That's the thing about it that absolutely kills me is like, there's so many parents that will not put their kids on the bus for whatever reason. And I always was under the impression that being driven to school was never an option because both my parents worked. And like, I'm not saying that other parents don't work that drive their kids to school, but they're so entitled to think that they don't have to ride the school bus because mommy and daddy will just drive them in their Lexus. It's like, what's going on here?
There's so many kids today that will not take the school bus.
No.
Or, I don't know what...
That's the precedent that you set as a parent. Like,
There are some districts where kids in the neighborhood have to walk 2 miles now to take the bus, which is absolutely insane.
No, yeah, it's crazy.
We have Angel on the line this morning. What's up, Angel?
Hey, so she should let this said neighbor down easily. It's not that hard to do. Just imagine if it was... for example, my wife's sister asks me from time to time to take her kids to school because my daughter goes to the same school.
Sure.
And I'm over here like, you guys live right up the street from the school. Can't you just walk the kids?
Right. So it takes longer.
My daughter.
So basically they're going out of the way to drive their kids to you. And then you're going all the way past probably their house anyways to drop them off at school.
No. I have to drive my daughter to school
right
every morning, but I have to pass almost past their house because I just take the first side street before their house,
mm-hmm.
but they can easily walk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They just want me to stop at their house to take the kids to school.
Wild.
Which I kind of, you know, I don't mind because they're my nephews, but.
Has there ever been a time that you said no?
Yeah, there has been because I have to get to work and meetings and so on and so forth.
Right.
But it's letting them down easy. They understand. And I hope this neighbor understands. But, you know, again, I see where she's coming from. She don't want to wedge the kid's friendship. So.
Well, think about this for a second, Angel, because I thought this was wild. The fact that she went out of her way to actually say this. This woman, Sandy, comes to the door. She agreed to pick them up to school. Only one child comes out. The other kids weren't ready, and the neighbor said, I need you to go drop my daughter off with your kids And then if you wouldn't mind coming all the way back to come get me and my daughter once she's ready and drive us back to the same location.
What?
Right.
What?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
And that's where we say no thank you.
Yes, and she did it. Some people are pushovers. No offense, Sandy.
But the person who did it, she's very kind-hearted. I'd give it to her on that one.
You better
very
believe it. Kind-hearted. Yeah, you better believe it. Thanks for calling in, Angel. Appreciate you, man. You got a lot of texts on this.
Says, let them down easy.
You got to let them down easy. And it's okay sometimes to put up boundaries and say, no, I'm not comfortable doing this anymore. And it's a liability too. God forbid something happens. I don't want to be responsible for your kids.
Correct.
You know, and it happened to my buddy. He moved into a new neighborhood. And then a couple months later, another family moves in. And this mom comes marching down the street while they're having a block party. And she says, hi, I'm so-and-so. Listen, I found out that our kids go to the same school. Would you mind picking up my kids tomorrow to drive them? What? Who are you?
No.
People are bold.
No, yeah, they're ballsy. They literally couldn't care less. So,
see you on the bus. All right, thanks for the messages. Sandy.
Strap them to the top of the car.
Sandy, let the neighbor down easy. You've been very kind and very
generous. And accommodating, yes.
And accommodating. You've gone out of your way to help a couple of times. This woman is interrupting you at 11 o'clock at night.
It's insane.
Because she needs tortilla chips. She doesn't have a car to get to Wegmans. Well, you know what you tell her? No, I don't, but go ahead and tell Wegmans they can drop it off to you. It's called Instacart.
It's just the disrespect. It's too much.
All right, we'll do another parental confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
Benson Boone on PXY mornings. Make sure you guys join me tomorrow at the Dairy Queen in Henrietta, 1100 Jefferson Road from 6 to 8. I will be there eating blizzards and registering you guys for a chance to win to go see Benson Boone at a show at CMAC. On June 5th, tomorrow night at the Dairy Queen in Henrietta from 6 to 8.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. It's a good one this week. Breezy, you're going to go home tonight and watch this film after you and I reenact it and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review.
Can't wait.
Feel free to hit us up on the text line or the phone line, 585-252-9800. If you know the name of this film, it's not really an old one, Breeze. This is a conversation between mother and daughter. And I think one of the things, one of the big reasons that I wanted to do this film too and have you review it is because I thought parts of this movie would reflect the relationship that maybe you have with your mom. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So there's a lot of fighting going on in here. In this scene. You have the first line. You're playing the daughter. I am playing the role of the mother.
Oh, God.
And you are frustrated with so-called mom because mom doesn't believe in your dreams. She doesn't believe you have what it takes to get into the college that you want to go to. Very frustrated.
Sure.
And she's never really believed in you or had your back for that matter. So be the method actress. I know you know how to be. I will set the tone. It's raining out. We're in the car. We're driving. Lights, camera, action.
Mom, you're not listening to me. I want to go to college where there's culture, at least Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the woods.
You can't get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You can't even pass your driver's test. You think you can get into those schools? You can't get into those schools.
Mom, you wouldn't even let me practice driving.
The way that you work, or the way that you don't work, you're not even worth state tuition, Christine.
That's not my name. My name is Ladybird.
Well, actually, it's not, and that's actually ridiculous.
Just start calling me by my actual name, which is Ladybird, okay? Call me Ladybird like you said you would.
Your name is Christine, and you should actually just go to City College. You think you can get into an Ivy League school over my dead body? With your work ethic, Christine, just go to City College and then to jail and then back to City College. And then maybe you'll learn to pull yourself up and not expect everybody to go bend over backwards for you.
Why can't you just be supportive? I hate you. You've never supported me. You suck, okay? Just because you made nothing of yourself doesn't mean I plan to do the same.
Oh, cut the crap, Christine.
My name is Ladybird, and I hate you. Jumps out of the car.
Cut. That was you flopping around in your chair. That's you jumping out of the car?
Yeah.
Well, that's as good as we're going to.
I opened the door, and then my body hit the asphalt, and then
right.
I screamed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well done. Well done. What's the name of that film? 585-252-9800. We said it three times. What could it possibly be? Let me ask you something. How did this movie reflect the relationship that you have with your mom?
Well, I've never seen it, but the scene specifically, we've had this exact conversation. Not about the supportive, but I was kicked out of my mom's car at one time.
My
mom has always supported me, even when she probably shouldn't have.
Got in a fight. She's your biggest fan, your mom.
We got in a fight. I was like probably in high school, and I live on I grew up on like a very, very busy intersection, and my mom. We got in a fight and she was like, get out, literally right before the crossing of the intersection. And I was like, okay, well, this is where I die.
And then
she drove off.
And she made, how long of a walk home is that?
It was probably a mile, but she came right back. So
the guilt got the best of her.
Well, I was like, I'm not crossing this 7-lane traffic.
The guilt got the best of her. I feel like your father would be more to do that to you than your actual mom.
Nah.
Someone got it right away. They're like, hey guys, this might be a long shot, but is the name of the movie Lady Bird?
Yes. We only said it three times.
So Breezy, you're going to go home tonight, watch Lady Bird, and then bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. By the way, highest rating of any movie we have ever acted out and reviewed on this show. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 99%.
Really?
This is a great film.
Crushing.
So please, do better than a 3.8 tomorrow.
I'll try my best, but it's not up to me. You know what I mean?
98 PXY.
Rihanna, PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. How many would agree that the key to happiness in life is keeping your expectations low?
In the ground, if you will.
No, well, no, not in the ground.
Yeah, no.
But not expecting too much from the people around you.
It was just last Monday we talked about advice your mother's given you. And I think my biggest piece of advice that I received from my mother was keep your expectations low so you never get disappointed.
So if I go to go get ice cream, I have to, in my head, say to myself, I need to expect it to just be okay, not great.
I think also in the sense of just not getting too hyped up for things.
That is no way to live. I'm sorry. The problem we're having here is you personally have been disappointed so much that now that's your rule.
It is.
Right? Who's disappointed you? Who hurt you?
Oh, I mean, like, everybody, but... I mean, the list is too long. It's only a four-hour show, and we're coming up on the end here. But I think one of the biggest things is, for example, yesterday, I set my sights on a race. I ran my first 10K,
yeah,
which is 6.2 miles.
Nice job, Breeze.
And listen, I am a runner, okay? Like, I do run. I've ran a half marathon. I've ran a bunch of, you know, 5Ks. And I do enjoy running at my leisure. But I'm not going to lie. Like, I haven't ran that distance in about a year when I thought I was signing up for a 5K, which was the Run of the Green on St. Patrick's Day. And I confused 5K with 5 mile race.
Right.
So that was tough with no training whatsoever. And I did it. And I was also like 80 pounds heavier at the time. So I was like, oh, okay, pop off. So yesterday I knew I had signed up for the race. I had talked about it with a couple of different people. And they were all pretty gung-ho on a training process and schedule. And they were really going for it. But with Lilac and me being very busy these last 2 weeks with my birthday and with working every day, I had no time to train for this.
No time to train.
And I really, like, I was texting my friend and I go, listen, it starts at 9:30. They said all runners need to be off the course by 11:30. That's 2 hours. I said, I think maybe I could do it by 11:45 at the absolute earliest.
If I'm running 6 miles.
Right.
You know I'm stopping to walk every 10 minutes. I have to do it. My heart will explode.
So I'm like, I'm talking myself completely down off of thinking that I could achieve any type of greatness.
That's a ridiculous thing to do before you're getting ready to run a marathon.
It was a 10K, but yeah. Marathon's crazy.
That's a marathon. Listen, the most I've ever run long distance, 5K. I was very proud of myself for finishing it.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, you know, if I finish it before 11:30, I'm happy, right? Because I don't even think I will be able to complete it in the 2 hours allotted. And I am proud, very, very proud of myself to share with the class that I completed, not only did I complete the 10K, but I broke personal records at the 10K. So
it's pretty good.
I ran my fastest mile time ever. I hit a mile in 9 minutes and 22 seconds. I've never ran that fast in my entire life. I don't know if it was the adrenaline. I don't know if I just wanted to get it over with. I'm not really sure.
You were running from something.
I ran my fastest 5K ever, which was 30 minutes flat. So that's if you give or take a 10-minute mile, which is great. And then I completed the 10K in 1 hour and 12 minutes flat. See, I didn't even think I could do it in 2, let alone an hour and 12 and finish before all of my friends. But the question I'm asking is this. I'm not talking about this to just boast about my times and how great it was. What I'm asking is, do you think that I was proud of myself because I doubted myself so heavily at the beginning that when I actually did well, it was that much more rewarding? Because doing well is one thing. Okay, great, you did well, that's awesome. But not believing in yourself and doing well, that surpasses any feeling I think you could ever give yourself.
I don't know. I think it's a pessimistic attitude to have right at the start of the
pessimistic race. Or realistic? I mean, that's the biggest question, because
so what you're saying is prepare for the worst, but still pray for the best. There's no other way to look at it. You're preparing for the worst, but hoping you do okay.
I think it's actually lack of preparation in general, because it's not like I like actively pursued it to prepare for the worst. I just didn't have time. Like, I was bracing for earth-shattering impact of embarrassment, and I was absolutely thriving. I broke 3 records, and I think that's what you have to do going into things that you're unsure about, is just think, hey, I'm just trying to survive. And when you end up thriving in place of surviving, that's when you're going to absolutely feel your absolute best.
No, I don't operate that way. Because all the experiences and the things that I've been through in life is talking myself up and saying, I know I can do this. Because if you see it in your head, you can actually do it. The body doesn't know the difference.
Sure. I think that
if I go into a race and be like, oh, this is going to be terrible, that it probably is going to be terrible.
But I think what I was most proud of myself for was the fact that my body had the ability to run 6 miles without training. The most I ran before the race, I think, was a mile, maybe two.
Yeah, but and also, like you said, though, you're 80 pounds lighter than when you last ran.
I'm also an athlete, so.
Oh, that's what you wanted to basically do the segment on, is you being an athlete. Got it. Right. All right.
Not to boast, but I'm definitely an athlete. And I don't know. I think I just was proud of myself. Not for anything other than I really didn't believe in myself. And maybe I should switch that attitude. Maybe I should shift it slightly because I crashed.
Live, laugh, love. Give freely of yourself because you want to, not because you expect anything in return. Right, Breeze? Right?
Because you won't get anything in return.
Right, okay.
Hey, it's Juliana. Every weekday while you listen to 98PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.